阿门。奉主耶稣基督的圣名来做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
非常的感谢有这么好的机会。
And I thank God deeply that I have this opportunity.
我真的没有想我的一生没有想到我有机会能够踏到美国的美丽的国家。
And I had never thought in my whole life that I'm able to step into this beautiful country.
而且能够与大家见面。
And also to meet together with everyone here.
感谢神，也感谢大家。
We thank God. I thank God and thank everyone.
今天小妹所要做的见证是死而复活。
Tonight, I'd like to witness on death and resurrection.
那是1993年的一月五号。
This dates back to 1993, January 5th.
田传道是我的大儿子。
Pastor Tian, who is my older son.
他的长女。
His eldest daughter.
当时是三岁三个月。
At the time was 3 years and 3 months old.
也正是我们的新年的时候。
And it was about the Chinese Lunar New Year.
一月三号。
Regular New Year, January 3rd.
天传道跟我说，因为今天还是放假日。我们带这个小甜甜要去看医生。
And Pastor Chen said that since today is still considered holiday, we're going to bring my daughter to see a doctor.
之前这个孩子患了重感冒。
Because just prior to this, she had a severe case of flu.
时好时坏。
And she would get better and sometimes get worse.
而且常常发烧。
And she had high fevers.
发烧到他这个两手掌心很痒。
To such an extent that she felt itchiness in both of her palms.
痒到请大人帮忙他一直抓这个手掌。
She was so itchy she had to ask grown-ups to help scratch her palms.
我们抓了很久了，我们的手累了，他说还没还没。
And even when the grown-ups are all exhausted from scratching, she still says, "That's not enough. Go on."
结果，他的爸爸田传道看了，他说我们带他去看医生。
So her father, Pastor Chen, said, "We should bring her to see a doctor."
我们就把他带到南投市的皮肤科医生。
We took her to see a dermatologist in the city of 南投。
结果，医生说你们很远，住很远。我就给你们一个礼拜的药。
Doctor said that since you come from afar, I will give you a 1 week's prescription.
吃了这个药，打了一针就好了，病就好了。
And the doctor said that if you take this medication and after I give you a shot, she's going to be fine.
我们很高兴。
We were overjoyed.
那时候田传道说，既然打了针，我们还要给他服一包药。
So Pastor Tian says, okay, after she gets her shot, we have to give her medications.
我说不用了，我们回家吃口饭以后再给她吃药。
And I told him that, why don't we wait until after dinner, before giving her the medication?
一路上走回来。
So on our way back,
她一直呕吐。
She was vomiting.
我以为她晕车。
I thought she was car sick.
叫田传道车开慢一点。
And I asked Pastor Chen to slow down.
到了家里一直呕吐。
When she went home, she didn't stop vomiting.
结果吃东西也吐。
When she eats any food, she continues to vomit.
喝水也吐。
Even vomits when she drinks water.
一直吐不停。
Her vomiting never stopped.
半夜也起来吐。
She gets up in the middle of the night to vomit.
隔天吃个饭也吐。
And next day she had some food but still vomited.
给她虽然有给她吃药。
Even though we gave her the medication.
病情没有好转，反而恶化。
Her illness did not get any better and instead got worse.
吃了两天的药。
After 2 days of medication.
我心里想这个药好像不适合。
And in my heart, I felt that the medication was not the right one.
因为大家四号都已经上班了。
Because on January 4th, everyone was working already.
到了五号。
By the 5th.
我女婿七号要到日本留学读书。
My son-in-law is going to Japan for study.
五号就要走到要回到台北。
And on the 5th, he is returning to Taipei.
我女儿也跟着去。
My daughter went with him.
我给我女婿说，你们都走了，我一个人在家顾三个孩子，他又病得严重，我怎么办？
So I told them that since all the grown-ups are gone and I'm alone with three kids, she's so sick, what should I do?
能不能先送我到南投去看医生？
Can you first send me, drop me off in Nantou to see the doctor?
然后把我送回来，下午你们再回到台北。
And drop me back after the doctor's visit, then return to Taipei.
我女婿一下子就回答应说好。
And my son-in-law immediately replied yes.
我就爬到二楼去准备牛奶还有开水。
I went to upstairs to prepare the formula and hot water.
因为当时最小第三个女儿还几个月而已。
Because the youngest daughter was only a few months old.
尿布啦，什么温水瓶啦，都要准备。
I had to get the diapers and all the accessories ready.
我正在准备的时候。
Just when I was getting the stuff ready.
那小甜甜在楼下一直叫我说阿妈来阿妈来
my sick granddaughter kept calling for me grandma come grandma come
我从二楼回答说好阿妈在弄牛奶一些什么开水马上就下来
I told her I'll be right there as soon as I get this stuff ready
没有两三分钟又在叫我
In a couple more minutes, she called for me again.
她就很急说阿嬷快点来阿嬷快点来
She was in a big hurry and she said, Grandma, hurry up, Grandma, hurry up.
我从二楼叫三楼的大女儿我说惠美你赶快下来小甜甜不知道有什么事
So I called for my daughter who was on the third floor. 惠美 come downstairs. The granddaughter needs something.
因为我自己还没有准备好。
Because I wasn't ready yet.
这个时候我的女婿就急着叫我。
At this time, my son-in-law called for me hurriedly.
我女婿说：“妈妈，快点来！小甜甜的手脚四只脚都朝天发抖。
”And he said, "Mom, hurry up and come here." 小甜甜's four limbs are all sticking up and trembling.
就是抽筋。
She was convulsing.
我一听到抽筋的时候。
When I heard that she was convulsing.
我心里吓了一跳。
I was really shocked.
这个抽筋不是一般随便抽筋的。
Because this was no normal sickness.
我放下我的事情，赶快往楼梯口下来。
So I dropped down everything I was doing and then I quickly downstairs.
我们的楼梯是通天到三楼，所以从二楼就看到一楼。
The staircase goes from the first floor all the way to the third floor, so you can see the first floor even at the second floor.
小甜甜就在鞋箱旁边，就仰卧的。手脚一直抽，一直这样子，一直抽这样子。
I saw my granddaughter was just convulsing in all her four limbs.
我从楼上跑的，一边叫说：“哈利路亚，主啊，救小甜甜！”这样叫。
As I hurried down the stairs, I screamed, "Hallelujah, save 小甜甜!"
我边跑边喊。
As I hurried down, I kept crying in this way.
就到小甜甜面前。
And when I came before her,
我跟小甜甜说阿妈来了阿妈来了
I told my granddaughter, Grandma's here, Grandma's here.
我随手就把她抱起来
I immediately embraced her.
最后小甜甜已经软下来了
At that time, all her limbs went soft.
我在抱的时候，我不知道她已经死了。
When I was holding her, I wasn't aware that she had died.
因为刚才看到的时候还在抽。
Because when I saw her before, just a few seconds ago, she was still moving.
结果我抱着她，我只管着一直一直叫她说：“阿妈来了，阿妈来了，你看阿妈来了。”我就这么叫。
So I was holding her and I just kept on crying out, Grandma's here, Grandma's here, I'm here with you.
是我女婿在旁边说，叹气的说，哎，人生怎么这么没有用。
It was my son-in-law who was next to me, he sighed saying, oh, life is so short.
刚才走路好好的还讲话，一下子说死了就死了。
Just a while ago, she was alive and walking, and now, in a matter of seconds, she's dead.
我就抱着她，一直叫小点点，小点点起来，我这样子叫她。
So I held her tightly and kept calling out her name for her to get up.
她已经听不到我的叫声。
But she was no longer conscious.
我最紧张。
Struck the panic into me was
我就一直喊住小甜甜，你不能死，你不能死，你不可以死，你不可以死，一直喊，一直把她摇醒。
I panicked so much that I kept shaking her and calling out her name. I told her that you can't die, you can't die.
一下子她的嘴唇跟眼圈，这个眼圈都发黑了。
Quickly, her eyes, around her eyes, and also her lips turned darkened.
我真的心里非常难过。
I felt very sad.
我一直喊说：“主啊，赶快救她！为什么会这样呢？”
And in my heart, I cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, please save her. Why is this happening?"
我的女婿说：“妈妈，把她抱到沙发椅，给她躺下。我们要用人工急救。”
So my son-in-law said, let's bring her over to the sofa and we're going to give her artificial resuscitation.
他这样讲，他先走到沙发，我后面抱孩子走两三步的时候。
He walked in front of me and I was holding the child for just a couple of steps.
这个时候，我的心里有一股很强烈的跟我说，他现在已经死了。没有生命了，你们还人工呼吸干什么？没有用了。
In my heart, there was a voice that called out to me. She's already dead. Why would you want to give her resuscitation? It's useless.
你们要祈求神，求他的灵魂再还给空壳的身子，这个孩子才会活过来。
You must cry out to God for her soul to be returned to this empty shell, so she will be revived.
我听了，哎，对啊。
When I heard this, I agree with it.
我马上就地跪下来祷告神。
So I immediately knelt down to cry out to God.
我求神赶快把你赶快拿你刚刚拿走的灵魂赶快再还给他。
I pleaded to God, please return the soul that you had just taken.
一定要让他活过来。
You must let her live again.
这时候我女婿也在我旁边一起祷告。
And my son-in-law was next to me praying together.
我们两个人祷告非常大声。
Two of us were praying so loud.
因为我知道我的信心软弱。
For I realized my faith is weak.
因为圣经说我们跟神的距离就是因为是罪在挡在中间才有隔离。如果我们没有这个问题的话，我们跟神的交通是非常直接的。
The Bible tells us that if it were not for the barrier of sin, we are very close to God. But because of their sin, it blocks us away from God.
所以我大声的叫，怕主耶稣在很远很远的地方已经听不到我的声音。
I cry out on the top of my lung because I was afraid Lord Jesus was so far away from me, he cannot hear me.
我又一边哭一边大声祷告。
As I wept, I cried out loud.
结果我女婿也是一样的大声喊。
My son-in-law as well cried out loudly.
我们真的巴不得神现在就马上把他救活过来。
we wanted so bad that God would revive her at that very moment.
隔壁邻居听到我们的祷告声。
When our neighbors heard our cries in prayer.
有的说，哎，怎么他们，怎么祷告那么大声？
And the neighbors wonder how come we pray so loudly.
我正对面的姊妹说，看到我们外面的车子有发动，他说他们本来这样要出去，大家一起跪下来祷告，现在车子有发动，他们可能要出去。
My neighbor across the street, who is also a sister, said that she saw that the car was already running in front of our house, so she thought that maybe we were kneeling down for a prayer before departure.
所以他们不觉得很奇怪。
And they thought nothing of it.
在楼上的惠美听到，马上跑下来。
And my daughter Hui Mei heard the prayer and she ran downstairs.
就给我摇醒说，妈妈妈妈怎么啦，小甜甜怎么啦。
And she tried to get my attention and said, Mom, what's happened to 小甜甜。
结果我不得祷告停止。
And I had to stop my prayer then.
我就跟她说小甜甜死了。
I told her that 小甜甜 has passed away.
就她说为什么会死呢？
She asked, why did she die?
我说我不知道为什么会死。
I do not know why.
后来我女儿看我的脸苍白。
My daughter saw that my face was all pale.
她怕我因为孙子的关系我也会崩溃。
She was afraid that I might collapse because of what happened to the granddaughter.
妈妈，她说妈妈你要振作起来，如果小甜甜怎么样，你不能因为她而倒下去，那我们呢怎么办？我们需要妈妈。
My daughter said, "Mom, you have to be strong. You cannot fall to pieces just because of 小甜甜. We need you too."
我说，所以要大家一起同心专心的求神。
So I told her everyone should just concentrate and ask God.
她一直在给我说，妈妈，你要振作起来。
And she kept telling me, Mom, you have to be strong.
我说只要小甜甜平安无事，我就会好起来。
I told her that as long as 小甜甜 revives, then I will be well.
结果她也参加我们三个人一起祷告。
So she joined us in the prayer.
祷告完了一次，孩子还没醒。
After one prayer, she was still not revived.
反而全身都黑掉了。
I could see the whole body had turned dark.
后来我们在祷告的时候，
And later in our prayer,
我向神说，
I told God,
不要把这么小的孩子带走。
Please don't take away such a young child.
我这个孩子是向你求的。
This child is a child that I pleaded from you.
当时我先生被你接走的时候，我的媳妇还没有怀孕。
When my husband was taken away, my daughter-in-law had not conceived yet.
我向你求给我媳妇孩子。
So I pray to you to give my daughter-in-law a child.
因为我先生走我很孤独。
Because when my husband departed, I felt so alone.
如果有孩子有孙子，我就孙子陪着我，我心里还得到安慰。
If I have a grandchild to accompany me, then I will be comforted.
好不容易神你听到我的祷告而给我孙子。
After such a hard struggle, you've answered my prayer and given me a grandchild.
而且我媳妇也放心地给我带她的孩子。
And also my daughter-in-law has entrusted her children to me, to my care.
而神要从我的手中夺回这个孩子，我该怎么办？
But and yet now, God, you're taking away this child from my hand. What should I do now?
不如我这个老人已经没有用了，不如我的生命替代他，给你接回去好了。
Why don't you take my life instead, since I'm so old and useless?
我要替代他死没有关系。
I'd rather die in her place.
千万不能把这个孙子带走。
do not take away my granddaughter's life.
还有两个，虽然还有两个孙子，可是我媳妇会不信任我带孩子，就会把那个孩子带走了，我就没有孙子做我的陪伴。
And even though I still have two other grandchildren, if this grandchild dies, then my daughter-in-law would not trust in me anymore and take away the other two.
我一直恳切的、迫切的求。
So I pleaded to God very earnestly.
哭着求。
With tears.
我向神说，你一定要让这个孩子活过来。
And I asked God that you must revive this child.
现在赶快把他救活过来。
Please revive her soul right now.
不然他的爸爸怎么专心做你的工作呢？
Otherwise, how can her father continue to work for you with peace in his heart?
你要可怜我们。
Oh Lord, please have pity on us.
我已经失去了丈夫，你还要让我失去孙子。我不要，我绝对不要，你要可怜我。
I have lost my husband, and now you want me to lose my grandchild as well. No, I don't want to.
这个时候，我们三个人祷告，没有别人，怎么有人按手在我头上？
At this time, it was just the three of us, we were praying. How come I felt someone laying hand on my head?
我抱着孩子祷告，我也感觉孩子也有被按手。
I was holding the child during the prayer, and I felt that someone also lay hand on the child.
因为我这样抱震动的时候，有感觉孩子的头好像有东西顶到，有感觉有顶到东西，有顶到，所以我知道，不但我被按手，孩子也有被按手。
And I could feel distinctly during my prayer that someone was holding down the child on the head as well as on me.
我们在这里家里里面，我们三个大人以外，还有一个小甜甜的妹妹小甜蜜，还有一个小甜美，但是他们都是很小。那所以哪一个有没有大人可以给我们按手？没有传道，没有指示，怎么会有人给我们按手？
Though there were, I had two other grandchildren, but they were so young, they couldn't possibly lay hand on us, and there was no pastor around either.
我正好在怀疑说到底谁呢？
Just when I was wondering, who is it?
就说圣灵感动我说，你不要担心，小甜甜不会死。
At this time, the Holy Spirit moved me and told me that, don't worry, 小甜甜 is going to be okay.
主耶稣会把她救活过来。
Lord Jesus will revive her.
我听到，我在心里面听到这个感动，我心里非常的安慰，不死就好了，这样就好了。
And when I heard this message, I was overjoyed. I gave thanks to God.
结果这个时候我听到小甜甜好像那个气好像球篮球排气的声音，这样噗这样好像气跑掉了噗这样子声音。
And at this time, I heard my granddaughter making this noise, very similar to when you release the air from a basketball.
结果等一下这个孩子就哭着声有一段时间没有又在接又在哭，那个哭的频率不均衡。
And she started hiccuping and crying in an irregular beat.
后来我们再继续祷告，然后这个孩子哭得很正常了。
As we continue in our prayer, her crying became more regular.
我们真的最高兴的，大家都流泪。
We were so overly joyed that everyone was in tears.
我们就祷告完了。
And then we finished our prayer.
看到孩子醒过来了。
We saw that the child has regained consciousness.
真的高兴得很。
We were so truly overjoyed.
我们都我把孩子抱在沙发一坐下来。
I was holding the child and sat down on the sofa.
他们也是坐下来。
And they too also sat down.
我们三个同声说：“哇，真的好！刚才的祷告好像接力赛，要跑到，一定要得奖，一定要跑的。”要得奖那种心，所以祷 搞得很累。
All three of us felt so exhausted and drained as if we had just gone through a competition where everyone is striving to get the gold medal.
不是我们身体累，就是刚才的那种冲力，把所有的心全部向着神诉说的那种冲力，感觉得很累。
It wasn't just physically draining, but mentally exhausting as well, because you felt like you struggled to plead with God.
感谢主，主耶稣听了我们的祷告。
And we thank God because Lord Jesus answered our prayer.
孩子活过来了。
A child resurrected.
然后，我女婿说，妈妈，他醒过活过来了，我们还要去医院吗？
So my son-in-law asked, Mom, since she resurrected, do we still need to go to hospital?
因为他还没有死以前也是发高烧，所以我量体温还有38.5度，我们还是去医院好了。
Before she passed away, she had a high fever and now she was measuring 38°C. So I said we should still go to the hospital.
就我们到了医院。
And we arrived at the hospital.
医生把她做好，然后问我她是怎么样。
The doctor checked her out and said what had happened to her.
我们到一般看小儿科的，不是之前的皮肤科。
We went to a child care physician and we did not go to a dermatologist.
医生问我怎么样的时候。
When the doctor was inquiring her history.
我就跟他说，他刚才死掉。
I told him that she was dead just now.
医生瞪着眼睛看我，哎，死掉。我说对，他刚才死掉。
And he had a very big eyes. He looked at me with big eyes and wonder and said, "Did she really die?"
我把刚才发生的事情一一的告诉他。
And I related to him what had just happened.
他就听了，他说：“照理说，这个是所谓的暴死，暴死，这暴力好像是突然死那种暴死。
Oh. ”So according to what you just said, she had gone through a case of some sudden death.
那是药物中毒死的。
And from what you describe, it seems like she died from a poison.
他问我说，之前吃哪里的药？
And he asked me, what kind of medication has she had?
我是说有之前有吃皮肤科的药。
I told him that she's taken a shot of the dermatologist.
他说这种情暴死在医学上不能挽回了，死就死了。
And he told me that medically speaking, this kind of case is irreversible. Once she dies, she's dead.
你们怎么把她救活过来？
How is it that you are able to revive her?
我说我们马上祷告啊。
I told him that we immediately prayed.
就算有医生在身边也救不了。
Even if there were doctors around,
他说那当然的，当然救不回。
They would not be able to save her, and the doctor agreed.
我说我们拼命拼命的祷告，祷告了差不多40分钟才醒过来。
I told him that we prayed so hard for 40 minutes and then she was revived.
Oh, 他说还好你们信的神真的很灵啊。
And so he said, it's a good thing that the God that you believe in is so powerful.
后来我们拿了药回家。
And later we had some medication.
剩下的药因为他给我一个礼拜的皮肤科的药还有5天份我女婿带到台北去化验。对，去化验，去检查那个药。
And the remaining medication given by the dermatologist, my son-in-law took it to Taipei for a chemical analysis.
结果检查结果过量。
And the result was that it was overdose.
那个是大人的量，就是给一个3岁的孩子吃。
It was adult dosage given to a child.
难怪吃了马上吐。
It's no wonder that she immediately vomited.
医生说吃这个一个礼拜的药，病完全根治。
The doctor originally said if you take this medication for a week, then your sickness would be cured.
结果吃了2天，命也除掉了，没有命了。
But after only 2 days of medication, she died.
后来 说台北的医生说既然发生这样还有根据这个药可以拿去化验然后告他医术不当可以这样子告他
The doctors in Taipei after the analysis said that this is you can take this evidence and sue this doctor for malpractice
我说不用了主耶稣已经医好了神的恩典降临在我们家我们不要把这个神的恩典拿来变成商业化告他要他赔偿我们不要这样做
and I said no we're not going to use the grace of God to turn it into a chance for ransom
这样不荣耀神的名
this will not honor God
从南投回来到家里
when we returned from 南投
我的女婿我说你们要赶快回去台北
I told my son-in-law that you have to quickly go back to Taipei
他说不要明天早上去就好了
He said no it's okay I'll wait until tomorrow morning
他说还要多陪陪妈妈
I want to keep you company
到了晚上
At night time
我一直不能闭上眼睛
I just couldn't close my eyes
我想到上午那方面
As I think about what happened in the early on that day,
如果不是我所信的真神来把这个事实变化到平安无事，不然我现在就是我家哭声一场，就办丧事。
If it were not for the God that I believe in, then what's going to happen right now in the house would be just.Mass bitter crying and we will be getting ready for a funeral
or 我怎么面对我的媳妇跟我的儿子
how could I possibly face my son and my daughter-in-law
想到这里真的我心里非常大的感慨来说真的感谢神我信的真神才有这个恩典在我们家中
And when I thought about this, I gave thanks, sincere thanks from the bottom of my heart that we believe in the right God and that He's able to manifest His power and grace in my home.
想到这里又起来祷告感谢神。
So I knelt down again and in the prayer gave thanks to God.
因为凌晨一点多我正在祷告的时候
About 1 a.m. when I was praying,
我的女婿在楼上听到又马上跑下来。
My son-in-law was upstairs and he heard my prayer and immediately came to me.
妈妈妈妈小甜甜又怎么样了
And he said, Mom, has anything happened to 小甜甜
我说小甜甜没有事 我自己祷告感谢神
I said, no, she's okay. I'm just praying, giving thanks to God.
他说他听到祷告又以为说又发生什么事
He said that yeah, when he heard the prayer, he thought that something was wrong with her again.
其实他们也没有睡也 一直都眼睛不敢眯下来一眯就看到小孩小甜甜那种抽筋的样子他说很可怕
and in fact they couldn't close their eyes either because as soon as they closed their eyes they would recall the image of what had happened to the grandchild convulsing
然后我们三个人一起祷告感谢神
so all three of us we knelt down and gave thanks to God
祷告完了约三点他们就又到楼上去睡觉
After the prayer concluded at 3 a.m. They went back upstairs to sleep
我还没有办法闭上眼睛
I still could not force myself to close my eyes
我一直我搂着小甜甜睡觉一直在心里想感谢神如果没有你这个孩子今天真的是没有办法
I was embracing my granddaughter and giving thanks in my heart that without God, she would not be alive.
这个时候小甜甜的，因为我盖被子，我就这个孩子就手伸出来被子说，耶稣来了，耶稣来了，耶稣来了，耶稣来了。我要我叫他都没有停止，一直说耶稣来了，耶稣来了，这样一直叫。
At this time, my granddaughter raised her arms and kept saying. Jesus is here, Jesus is here, Jesus is here. And I kept calling for her, but it was no response.
等过一阵子，然后她醒过来。
A while later, she woke up.
我就问她，小甜甜，你做梦了吗？
And I asked her, Xiao Tian Tian, you had a dream, right?
她说我看到耶稣来了。
She said, I saw Jesus came.
我问她耶稣在哪里。
I asked her, where was he?
走了。
He left.
我说你看耶稣漂不漂亮。
Was he handsome?
她说很漂亮。
Said, yes, he was very handsome.
她就指玻璃说耶稣的衣服好像玻璃亮亮的。
And she pointed to the window and said, Jesus' robe is just clear and sparkly like the window.
可能是发光。
Maybe because it was shiny.
我问他耶稣有没有跟你讲话。
I asked, did Jesus say anything to you?
有。
Yes.
耶稣讲什么？
What did he say?
耶稣说我已经死掉了啦，他救我了，他救我活过来。
Jesus told me that I was dead, but he saved me and brought me alive again.
我说对，你上午已经死掉了。
I told her, yes, that is correct, because you died in the morning.
阿玛罕，你的故障还有姑姑，我们一直祷告，哭着祷告，一直到你醒过来，一直祷告。
Grandma and your uncle and auntie prayed very hard for you and kept waiting for you to wake up.
结果耶稣把你又活过来了。
And finally, Lord Jesus revived you.
我就跟他说，你要记得你这个见证，你到长大绝对不能忘记主耶稣救你了。
And I told her that you must remember this experience, and even when you grow up, you should never forget what happened to you.
一直到现在国中二年级。
And now she's in middle school.
身高一六一。
She's about my height now.
非常的感谢，我每次问她，你还记得吗？神救你。
So every time I see her, I would tell her, "Do you remember that God saved you?"
她说还记得。
And she said, "Yes, I do."
我说，所以你要做乖乖孩子，绝对不能得罪神。
So you have to be an obedient child and never show disrespect to God.
这样，耶稣不会再爱你啦。
If you offend God, then Lord Jesus will not love you anymore.
她就笑着点点头，好。
She smiled and nodded her head and said, "Okay."
感谢主。
I thank God.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said.
生命在我，复活也在我。
Life is in me, and so is death.
这个在今天，主耶稣明确地跟我们说。
This is a Bible verse that Lord Jesus tells us clearly.
果然真的。
And this truly is a fact.
主耶稣是我们的真神。
Lord Jesus is our true God.
我们有这个盼望。
We have this hope.
他是我们最好的朋友。
He is our best friend.
随时都在我们左右。
He is around us all the time.
这是我们每一个信真耶稣教会的福气。
And this is a blessing to every member of the True Jesus Church.
感谢主。
I thank God.
愿一切荣耀归在神的名。
May all glory be unto Heavenly Father.
求神祝福大家。
May God bless every one of us.
好。谢谢田传道了，给我们做这样很清楚又很美好的见证。
We thank Sister Tian for giving us such a clear and a wonderful testimony.
好，我们在结束之前，我们来读几节圣经，做我们的结论。
Before we conclude, let's read a few scriptures.
我们请来看诗篇一百零七篇。
Psalm 107.
诗篇一百零七篇第六节。
Psalm 107, verse 6.
第六节，于是他们在苦难中哀求主，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress.
第七节，又领他们行走直路，使他们往可居住的城邑。
7. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle.
十三节。
13.
于是他们在苦难中哀求主，他从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress.
14节。
14.
他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，折断他们的绑锁。
He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains.
19.
于是他们在苦难中哀求主,
祂从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble and he saved them from their distress.
20节, 祂花命医治他们, 救他们脱离死亡。
He sent forth his word and healed them, he rescued them from the grave.
28节,
于是他们在苦难中哀求主, 祂从他们的祸患中领出他们来。 Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble and he brought them out of their distress.
29节,
祂使狂风止息,
波浪就平静。
He stilled the storm to a whisper, the waves of the sea were hushed.
31节,
31.
但愿人因主的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men.
但愿我们在遇到苦难的时候，在祸患当中，我们都能够用主所赐给我们的信心，来向他呼求，得着他的力量，得着他的帮助。
Whenever we encounter trouble or distress, let us all cry out to the Lord for his helping hand.
那当我们领受了神的恩典之后呢，我们也能够像这里所说的，因为神的慈爱，以及他向我们所行的奇事，都来称赞他。
And once God has answered our prayer, let all of us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and wonderful deeds for us.